This is KPFA's Lady Esther with Prima Jackson, speaking with chocolatier vendor Charlotte Walter from Charlotte's Truffles at the 51st annual KPFA Benefit Craft Fair.
So hello everyone, Prima here, speaking with Charlotte Walter, who is the chocolatier extraordinaire and founder of Charlotte Truffles, which are available at the KPFA Craft Fair Benefit at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton, December 3rd and 4th. So Charlotte, your truffles, first of all, they're really lovely designs. The texture is beautiful. The colors are beautiful. They're just lovely.
Thank you.
And they're created with delicious flavor profiles from different cultures. So that makes them really quite unique. And you've got flavors like Mayan chocolate, raspberry yuzu, Vietnamese coffee, Kiss me, I'm Irish, rosewater saffron, and something called putu bamboo. Now, what culture does this represent and what does that taste like?
Yeah, so putu bamboo is inspired by Indonesian street food dessert. I grew up in Indonesia and it really encapsulates my childhood. And in terms of flavor profile, it consists of two different layers. We use gula jawa, which is an Indonesian term for palm sugar. And we basically use the palm sugar and convert it into caramel and the taste of molasses and coconut. And then we pair it with pandan, which is commonly used in Southeast Asian desserts. It's something that we extract from a leaf. And for me, like I said, that combinations of that caramel and the pandan just captures my little five-year-old me.
Sounds good. A little taste of home.
Yes, very much so.
Now, did you start out with the concept of doing culturally influenced confections, or is that something that developed over time?
No, we actually started it exactly with that. And it really is inspired by my own journey of the multicultural background that I have.
Now, what is your cultural history?
Yeah. So by heritage, I'm Chinese. Culturally, I'm influenced by Indonesian and American. So I was raised in Indonesia for about 8 years. And then I moved to the US when I was 8 and have lived here since then. And then I was born in Germany. So we know that for a lot of folks that are multicultural background, sometimes we can't feel fully connected with one specific culture because we've just been exposed to so many. Ultimately, what we strive for each bonbon is to really spark cultural connections and curiosity. And so this is all just being able to reconnect through chocolate. And a lot of the times people come up and say, how did you manage to like capture my childhood in two bites? Or they look at me and they're like, how do you know about rosewater saffron? This tastes just like an Indian sweet or a Persian sweet. So for those type of comments, it really like enlighten our hearts.
Now, it's really not an exaggeration to say that each of your truffles is really beautiful. And each box looks like a box of individual jewels. So do you have any kind of background in art and design?
No, it's just from, we really take the inspirations from the flavor profile itself or whichever culture that we're trying to represent. And for example, the rosewater saffron, we released it by the request of our really good friends, and it was for Diwali. And so we kind of take a look at the Diwali celebrations. What are some of the colors that are commonly found around that time of the year? And we try to encapsulate it into our bonbons.
Well, whatever you're doing is working well because they are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, I know that customers can select whatever pieces they want to go in a box, but are you offering anything special for this holiday season?
Yeah, so we definitely have some presets, both in our signature collections, which are the flavors that we talked about, the rosewater saffron, the putu bamboo, the Mexican hot chocolate. But we also have limited collections that are available for this holiday season. And it comes with this really cute design on them. It looks either a snowflake, snowman, a Christmas tree, or gingerbread. So the flavors are cranberry orange, peppermint, eggnog, and gingerbread. Because of the holiday season around us as well, we have a lot of fun treats like a Christmas ornament, a dark chocolate shell filled with marshmallows.
I want to remind people that your most delicious and beautiful truffles from Charlotte's Truffles will be available at the KPFA Holiday Craft Fair Benefit, which this year is being held at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. And tell us your booth number so that it'll be easy for people to find you.
Yes, our booth number is 209, and we are actually the corner booth.
Very good. And your website?
CharlotteTruffles.com. And if you like to connect with us on social media, you can find us through Facebook or Instagram. And the handle is at CharTruffles. So please come on over. We also will be offering some samples. Please say hello. And if we are chatting, I'd love to hear some of your childhood memories and what that means in terms of flavors. So maybe we can put them in our next collections.
Thank you, Charlotte, for speaking with us today. And I'll be stopping by booth 209. I'll see you there.
See you there.
And that was the voice of Charlotte Walter, interviewed by Prima Jackson. You can find Charlotte's Truffles at booth number 209. And you can find us at the annual KPFA Craft Fair Saturday, December 3rd and Sunday, December 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. You can find us at the annual KPFA Craft Fair Saturday, December 3rd and Sunday, December 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. Admission is $12 for adults, $10 for seniors and those with a disability. People under 18 are free. Proceeds from the door benefit KPFA Public Radio, and your entry fee is good for both days. Please note our new home at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. We're BARTable, with a free shuttle from the Pleasanton Dublin BART station. There are also low and no-cost parking options at BART. To find out more and to get tickets, go to kpfacraftfair.com. You can also find us on social media on Facebook at KPFA94.1 or Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch TV at KPFA Radio. And you can hear and see me and the Craft Fair broadcast crew on Saturday and Sunday morning, broadcasting live from 9 to 11 a.m. both days. I am Lady Esther, and I look forward to seeing you at the fair. Happy holidays.